Welcome to the AI HR Daily Podcast, brought to you by Ovi. I'm your host, and today we're talking about the workforce analytics platforms every HR leader should know about in 2026, and how to figure out which one is actually right for you. If you want to stay on top of AI and HR, hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Okay, here's a stat that stopped me in my tracks. HR teams using AI jumped from 26% to 43%. In a single year. That's not gradual adoption, that's a shift. And the knock-on effect is that workforce analytics platforms are now in a full-on arms race to deliver something way beyond dashboards. So what does the market look like right now? In April 2026, Vizier made a big splash at their Outsmart conference. They announced what they're calling Next Generation Workforce AI. Their vAgent can now work inside Microsoft 365, Amazon QuickSight, and Slack, meaning your managers can ask workforce questions without ever leaving the tools they're already using. That's a big deal, because the old problem with analytics was always, the insights are in one place, the work is somewhere else. But here's the thing, Vizier is enterprise-grade and priced to match. We're talking around $50,000 a year as a starting point, and it can climb well above that for large organizations. So who are the other players? Workday People Analytics is the obvious choice if you're already on Workday HCM. No data pipelines to build, no integration headaches. The trade-off? It doesn't go as deep analytically as a dedicated specialist, and you're pretty locked into the Workday ecosystem. One model is the one for mid-market teams that want customization and speed. It's built on Microsoft Power BI and Azure, typically deploys in 4 to 8 weeks, and starts around $30,000 a year. If your team lives in Microsoft tools, it's a natural fit. And then there's OrgView, which is really its own category. It's purpose-built for organizational design, M&A integration, restructuring, span of control analysis. If your company is going through a transformation, OrgView is specifically designed for that moment. If you're not in active transformation mode, it's probably overkill. So, how do you actually choose? Start with this. Are you already on Workday or SAP? If yes, try the native analytics first before adding a specialist layer. It might be enough. If you need cross-system benchmarking, predictive attrition modeling, or AI that proactively surfaces recommendations, not just reports, then a dedicated platform like Vizier or OneModel will outperform anything embedded. And if your organization is in M&A or a major restructuring, OrgView deserves a serious look. The big shift in 2026 is the move from descriptive analytics, what happened, to prescriptive AI, what should I do about it? Platforms are racing toward that line, and how far they've crossed it should be a key part of your evaluation. That's the lay of the land. Four platforms, four very different buyers. Know which one you are before you sign anything. Thanks for listening to AI HR Daily. If this was useful, share it with a colleague who's in the middle of an analytics evaluation. They'll thank you. See you next time.